Good Friday morning, beloved. My goodness, here we are at the end of the week, but it's great to start off this Friday morning sharing God's Word with you. Today we are in Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 40. Here, Philip encounters an Ethiopian official who was returning home from Jerusalem and who was reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Philip explains the meaning of the passage and tells him the good news about Jesus. They come upon a body of water, and the Ethiopian asks Philip to baptize him. And again, God's word for us this week has been wisdom. And so let's go ahead and begin reading Acts chapter 8, beginning at verse 26. An angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Get ready and go south to the road that goes from Jerusalem to Gaza." This road is not used nowadays. So Philip got ready and went. Now an Ethiopian eunuch, who was an important official in charge of the treasury of the Queen of Ethiopia, was on his way home. He had been to Jerusalem to worship God and was going back home in his carriage. As he rode along, he was reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Holy Spirit said to Philip, "Go over to that carriage and stay close to it." Philip ran over and heard him reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, and he asked him, "Do you understand what you are reading?" The official replied, "How can I understand until someone explains it to me?" And he invited Philip to climb up and sit in the carriage with him. The passage of scripture which he was reading was this: "He was like a sheep that is taken to be slaughtered, like a lamb that makes no sound when its wool is cut off. He did not say a word. He was humiliated and justice was denied him. No one will be able to tell about his descendants because his life on this earth has come to an end." The official asked Philip, "Tell me, of whom does the prophet speaking? Is it of himself or someone else?" Then Philip began to speak. Starting from this passage of scripture, he told him the good news about Jesus. As they traveled down the road, they came to a place where there was some water, and the official said, "Well, look, here's some water. What is keeping me from being baptized?" The official ordered the carriage to stop. Both Philip and the official went out down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord took Philip away. The official did not see him again, but continued on his way full of joy. Philip found himself in Azotus, and he went on to Caesarea, and on the way he preached the good news in every town. And today's key verse is Acts chapter 8, verse 38, which says, "The official ordered the carriage to stop, and both Philip and the official went down into the water, and Philip baptized him." And it's interesting that, you know, God just told Philip, stay close enough so that you can hear what's going on. And Philip was able to take this passage of scripture, which he knew this great official from Ethiopia would have a difficult time understanding, and he used that as an opening to be able to present the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, people have often asked, you know, well, what is the name of the Ethiopian eunuch? And that really has no bearing on the story. If you really want to know, the Bible never tells us what the name is, but the Ethiopian Christians believe that the man's name was Simeon Bocus or Saint Dejan Darada. And that's what the Orthodox Church in Ethiopia has determined that the man's name is, but the name isn't important. What was important is that Philip was there to answer the questions that he had and was able to guide him to the path of salvation by teaching him about Jesus. Amen? Let's pray. Lord God, your Spirit fills me with joy. Empower me to share the good news about Jesus and your saving love for all people. Amen. Well, that brings our time together this week to an end, beloved. Join me on Monday as we will be reading 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 11, where the Apostle Paul teaches about spiritual gifts. However, I hope to see all of you this Sunday in church. Hope you can make it. If you can't make it in person, if you're on vacation like some of you were last week, that's okay. We're still on Facebook, and we're still on Zoom. So you can join us live during the service time, or if you're busy during that time, you can always get a recording on either Facebook or on the church website. So until next time, beloved, you keep looking up, because your salvation is coming soon.